Welcome to 100 Ways, your simple reminder that you are home wherever you are and that everything is right the way it is right now. I'm your host, Laura Christine, fellow explorer of consciousness and this amazing, beautiful world. Let's get curious, dive into the duh, and find out what's here for us today. As I mentioned in the Dagas rune episode 275, Dagas and Othala are sometimes flipped. There are arguments for both ways, Dagas being completion, Othala being inheritance or legacy. I used to want Dagas to be last, so I used to make it the 24th rune. But I have flipped it because sources have led me to believe that the people who used this alphabet or this futhark, this system of writing, had Dagas as the 23rd rune, at least more often than Othala. And Dagas does symbolize completion. As you know, nothing is ever complete. So we come to ourselves, we're home in ourselves, we're whole in ourselves, but then what? It's not like we're done. We're not done till we die. And are we done when we die? No. So it makes a lot of sense that we would then carry on the energy with Othala being the 24th rune, the final rune, because it symbolizes that inheritance not only that we receive from our ancestors, but that we continue on giving the world, giving the next generation, whether it's biological children or not. What legend, what legacy are we leaving? Because as we know, energy only changes. We aren't destroyed when we're dead. Our body is, but we aren't. So then what continues? And I definitely resonate so much now, more than ever, that Othala is really a perfect rune to complete this futhark of runes, this series of runes, because it reminds us that nothing is ever done. As Abraham says, Abraham Hicks, you can't get it wrong and you're never going to get it done. And you can't get it wrong because you're never done. So let's stop worrying so much about life and let life live itself through us the way it wants to. Become as complete in ourselves as we possibly can. Come home, come home, come home, Othala. Let home form around you. Yep, that's it. I always invite you to contribute to the conversation, to join in at laurachristine.us. You can book yourself a session, support the show. And until next time, I am sending all the love and then some more. We'll talk again.
Thank you for being here. I would love to hear from you. Go to laurachristine.us to let me know your thoughts on this. And remember, as Rumi said, there are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Also, you can't fuck it up. I said that.